Car bomb explosion sends two members of the Earth First group to the hospital.
And the question tonight is, will the injured environmentalist face criminal charges?
Good evening, everyone. This pipe bomb went off at a busy Oakland intersection, and the man and woman who were heard had planned to lead a summer of militant protest against logging practices in Northern California.
The two environmentalists injured when a bomb went off in their car just before noon are suspects and not just victims. The unconfirmed report says Judy Berry and Daryl Cherney will be charged with possession and transportation of explosives.
Those were the headlines on major television networks in the Bay Area 35 years ago. Following the car bombing of Redwood Summer leader and Earth First organizer Judy Berry and her colleague Daryl Cherney, the two were driving through Oakland, California, when a pipe bomb exploded beneath Berry's seat. She was severely injured. Cherney, riding in the passenger seat, sustained minor injuries. But instead of being treated as victims, both Berry and Cherney were arrested and charged with transporting explosives. The charges were eventually dropped, and the two would later file a landmark civil rights lawsuit against the FBI and Oakland Police Department, alleging they were framed to discredit the nonviolent environmental movement. Berry often said, quote, "The FBI should find who bombed me and fire them," close quote. The following is a clip from the documentary Who Bombed Judy Berry, where you can hear directly from Judy about what happened.
On May 24th of 1990, I was bombed and nearly killed in a car bomb assassination attempt. I was driving my car, and I was driving down the street, and I was following somebody. At a certain point, I think she was getting ready to make a turn, and I was trying to follow her and realized I wasn't going right, and I quickly hit the brake. And at the time when I hit the brake, there was a very huge explosion, and I felt it rip through me, the explosion being so powerful that the sound itself had a force. The next thing I remember, the car was stopped and there were people around, and I was in incredible pain that I had never felt before. I knew my back was broken. My legs both were immobile at the time. I knew that my body was ruined. I knew that I was paralyzed. I felt that I was dying.
I heard a crack, and then my whole head started to ring. Then I heard somebody scream out, "It's a bomb. There was a bomb." And then it all made sense that someone had tried to kill us.
That last voice was Daryl Cherney calling into KMUD from jail shortly after the 1990 car bombing. At the time, the FBI and Oakland police accused Berry and Cherney of transporting the pipe bomb themselves, claiming they intended to commit so-called environmental terrorism, despite the fact that their actions were rooted in nonviolence. Law enforcement never investigated other suspects, even though Berry and Cherney had received numerous death threats due to their leadership in a growing national effort to stop the clear-cutting of California's remaining old-growth redwood forests. Despite a coordinated smear campaign, Berry and Cherney never wavered in maintaining their innocence or in their commitment to nonviolent resistance.
We've charged them with false arrest, illegal search and seizure, unequal protection of the law, and conspiracy to violate our First Amendment rights by discrediting us as terrorists.
Although Judy Berry survived the bombing, the injuries left her in chronic pain and ultimately devastated her health. She passed away in 1997. Her best friend, co-organizer, and bandmate, Daryl Cherney, carried on the fight, taking the FBI and Oakland police to court in a landmark civil rights lawsuit that would ultimately vindicate the Earth First organizers.
The jury today found that 6 of 7 law enforcers themselves broke the law, violated civil rights, in essence, framing Cherney and Berry.
Now, 12 years later, a jury has awarded Cherney and the late Judy Berry $4.4 million for illegal search and false arrest.
I feel a great relief. I feel a great sadness that Judy is not here to experience this victory. But then I also know that Judy Berry is here in a way. Her spirit has been in this courtroom for this entire time.
While Berry and Cherney were ultimately cleared of all charges, no other suspects were ever investigated. In a 2012 interview with Democracy Now, following the release of the documentary Who Bombed Judy Berry, Daryl Cherney shared his perspective on why that may be.
I believe that it was the timber industry in conjunction with the FBI, because a lot of us have experienced that law enforcement defends the status quo, defends the 1%, that it was a combination of those two who conspired to bomb Judy Berry. And we believe it was done at bomb school 30 days earlier, when the head of Louisiana Pacific Security was hosting the FBI in a bomb tech course in which they were blowing up cars with pipe bombs just 30 days before we were bombed in a car in Oakland.
That was May 24th, the day that is now Judy Berry Day in Oakland, May 24th, 1990, the day that you and Judy Berry were bombed. What does the FBI say today, Daryl?
Well, we're trying to get some evidence back from them to have it tested for DNA and fingerprints. And the FBI is basically saying that they don't want to turn any evidence over to me and my attorneys.
But that has since changed.
So, you know, without getting too far ahead of the story, you know, 10 years later, we tested the DNA.
I spoke with Daryl Cherney in the K-Mud studio this afternoon to commemorate the 35th anniversary. K-Mud News will bring you the full story next week, which includes updates in the case. But for now, Daryl says he remains as determined as ever to solve the cold case, especially with recent advances in DNA testing that could finally lead to answers.
It's something that I'm always going to work on, finding out who bombed Judy Berry. I called that Judy's last instructions. She said, you need to carry on this lawsuit. You're the only one who knows what happened. You're the only one who can really do this.
Reporting for KMUD, I'm Lauren Schmidt.